أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إذا طلقتم النساء فطلقوهن لعدتهن وأحصوا العدة واتقوا الله ربكم. لا There's the next surah, Surah Talaq. In the previous surah, matters of iman and the basics of deen were discussed. In this surah, some social aspects, that is about talaq, divorce, etc., are discussed. And also with regard to financial matters, that is maintenance of the child, maintenance of the wife after she has been given her talaq, etc. These are very intricate and very detailed masail. Yeah, the fundamental basic masail are discussed in the Quran Sharif, from where the ulama have extracted the detailed masail, which we can find in the kitabs of fiqh, the kitabs of masalas, jurisprudence. There we will find the detailed masala, and if we can inquire from any alim, mufti, and they will be able to guide us further. However, the basic matters are discussed here. Firstly, Allah Ta'ala says, which is a very important point for every person to know before he gets married also, because all these things are associated with marriage, and many times we make big, big mistakes in our marriage and we are not aware of it also. So therefore it is important that a person be aware of these basic rulings. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu idha talaqtumun nisa. Ye nabi jab tum talaq do auraton ko. Oh, our Nabi, when you or any of your followers, the whole Ummah also, when you have to give talaq to your wives, Islam is that beautiful religion that has allowed a way out. In Christianity, actually, basically, once a person is married, then that marriage is supposed to for forever, until death does us part. Only death can part them. But in Islam, there is this that in case the two cannot just make it, and this very instruction of when to give talaq, that is an important thing. That is, when a person goes into he exhausts every avenue of reconciling, then only is he permitted to give talaq. Talaq is that serious matter that shakes the throne of Allah Ta'ala. Talaq is that only matter that though it is lawful, but it is hated, abhorred by Allah Ta'ala, the most abhorred thing. Shaitan sits on his throne on the sea, and he hears the Kar Guzari, the report of all the other shaitans which work under him. Whatever they say, he say, you did nothing, you did nothing. But when one tells him that I got her husband and wife to fight, and I got them to divorce, to go into divorce, then the big shaitan he embraces him and he says, yes, you have done work, you have achieved something. So it is something to be very concerned about. It's today, unfortunately, on small matters, completely trivial matters, the wife wants out, the husband just wants to give divorce. This is only a case when total exhaustion has been made of all avenues. So Allah Ta'ala says, when that pull, and Islam has been such that it hasn't locked you into a marriage if you just can't work out, and you have to suffer your whole life in that. But if there is valid reasons according to Sharia, then there is a way out. So then, فَطَلِّقُهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِنْ. Don't go talaq do unko iddat par. Give them talaq in the time of the iddat. They are a lot detailed in this, but that is when the woman hasn't got her menses. And during that clean period of hers, the husband did not have relations with her. That is the time to give talaq. In other words, when she's with her menses, with her hayz, then though talaq will fall if the husband gives talaq, but that is not the correct way of giving talaq. And that is a sign also that the person has done it just because he became angry. Talaq is not given when a person, though talaq falls if you are in your anger and you give talaq also. But that's not the correct way. It must be done with considerable consideration. And a person must think of all the details. He must make mashura. And finally, when he decides, and if he thinks it has to be done, that is when it has to be done. The other is, when you give your talaq, it must be given not three at one time. If you really have to give, one talaq is enough, which allows you time to reconcile in the future also. And the work, what one talaq will do, three talaqs will do the same way. So if, for example, you shoot somebody with a bullet, and one bullet kills him, you don't have to use three bullets. One is enough. So it's unnecessary to use the other two. So that also teaches us. And a person, when he's angry, then he gives all three talaqs at one time. So that is not the correct way. All this we have to learn and understand. And usually when a woman is in her menses and the man wants what he wants and she cannot, then he becomes angry. So that is totally incorrect at that time. وَأَحْصُ الْعِدَّةِ or جِنْتَ رَهُ عِدَّتْكُ and make sure you do the calculation of iddat correctly. The talaq must be given when she is par, and then you can measure the iddat correctly. Then that is for three menstrual periods that talaq will be. And in case, though that is not discussed yet, but if the husband has to die, then the talaq is 4 months and 10 days. And today science has discovered the great importance of this. Iddat is really the waiting period of the for the husband. So if he has given her divorce, talaq, then she must wait for her 3 menstrual periods, and that is a period in which the previous husband's whatever sperm was in her womb, that is cleared out completely. So there is no ambiguity to whose child this child will be when it is born. And when in the case of death, then there is lot of strain, mental strain also on the woman. And for that it takes 4 months and 10 days to remove any sign of the sperm of the previous husband. And if the two sperms have to meet, then it causes great diseases also for the woman, and whoever will have relations with her, then he will also suffer great diseases. So Islam has prescribed this, which is perfectly in order with the woman's waiting period, and for her to cleanse herself completely of any traces of sperm of the previous husband. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ or دَرُوا اللَّهِ say, and fear Allah. These are very important matters. They are the very foundations of the social structure of a Muslim community. Therefore, but unfortunately today, the iddat period is also taken very light. Women don't pass their iddat properly. They don't stay at home. They are just looking for petty excuses, and they are going out, and which can give rise to a lot of other problems also. To the lineage of our children, if the waiting period, the iddat period is not observed properly, then it will cause a lot of problems, as other communities have got, that many children don't know who their father is actually. And if Muslims also go that way, the same thing will happen. So it's very necessary that all these laws be learned also, be known for every married person, and then that they be observed correctly also. Otherwise it causes so much of confusion, and a person doesn't really know where he stands. A woman doesn't know where she stands with regard to these matters. So these are basic laws which are very important.